This is a metal rattle, just over 16 inches tall, 7 inches wide at the widest part, and about 2 inches in depth. It is decorated extensively on both the front and back, with the same elements on both sides. I'm going to begin describing the upper third of the rattle, then proceed to the middle third, and finally the lower third. The upper third. On both the front and back, there is a human head wearing a symmetrical headdress. The stylized facial features are symmetrical as well. The bridge of the nose along the central axis is flanked by eyebrows that connect to the bridge of the nose and form high arcs at the top of the brow, ending just above the midpoint of the eyes. The almond-shaped eyes and eyelids project further outward from the face's surface than the eyebrows do, and they tilt upward at an almost 45-degree angle to the vertical lines of the nose. The cheeks below the eyes are concave and ornamented by forms that are also almond-shaped, a little longer than the eyes, and positioned at a downward angle that balances the upward angle of the eyes. The tip of the nose and nostrils project outward from the concave area of the cheeks above the curving shapes of the lips. From either corner of the mouth extend U-shaped halves of a mustache. The eyebrows and mustache are made of thin strands of metal laid side by side. An elaborate headdress attaches at the top and the sides of the figure's head. At its very top, there is a rounded mass of coiled braids held up from the top of the head by an armature of paired metal tubes, wider at the base of the braids and narrower below. Below them, there is a conical area at the top of the head covered with parallel horizontal bands of what might also be braids. The sides of the headdress are made of two S-shaped forms attached at the top near the conical area of the head and at the bottom to the sides of the face between the temples and the cheeks. The outer edges of the S-shaped forms have a raised border, and both ends are decorated with circular studs. At the lower end of each S-shape hang metal chains, two on each side, each chain with 9 or 10 oval loops. Two of the metal chains have small bells at their ends. The chains are suspended from 5 circular loops, organized in a curve that mimics the curve of the bottom of the S. The innermost of the 5 loops on each side are attached to the sides of the face with a pair of cylindrical struts, each of them decorated with thin parallel metal bands. The middle third, just beneath the figure's chin and running just a bit longer than the length of the suspended chains, is the columnar form at the rattle's center. The column has 3 sections, each framed by clusters of 3 parallel bands. The upper section of the column is decorated with a pattern of overlapping angular bands that form diamond shapes, with circular metal studs in the center of the diamonds. The middle section is not ornamented. The lower section has decoration that overlaps with the rattle's lower third. 4 thin strands of metal weave around 3 circular metal studs. The lower third. This decoration has several components. At the center, there is a symmetrical human head, smaller than the one in the upper third, but with similarly configured facial features. Instead of a mustache, this face has a columnar beard extending downward from the chin. The body attached to the head has the shape of a stylized fishtail, with symmetrical tail fins curving outward at the bottom. The surface of the body is decorated with linear patterns organized into an X shape that reads a little like a schematic form of a human body, with V-shaped appendages that could be arms and curved forms at the bottom that could be legs. Around the outside edges of the fishtail, there is a border formed by 2 mostly vertical bands of metal, connected by mostly horizontal bands. In some ways, this border echoes the circular loops from the rattle's upper third. Here, however, the open spaces have trapezoidal or rectangular shapes rather than circular ones. From either side of the human head in this lower third, other forms protrude. Here, unlike in other parts of the rattle, the forms are not symmetrical. On the right, the form is the profile head of a bird, with a circular eye and a large beak extending downward.
left, the bird's tail feathers extend outward, reaching a length comparable to that of the bird's head on the right side. Some of the metal appears to be missing just beneath the bird's tail feathers. A form that looks like a sideways V may be meant to represent part of the bird, it may represent something else, or it may have a structural purpose to support whatever form would have been visible there in the rattle's original state. While there are some areas where it appears that metal is missing, the rattle also has many areas where the composition intentionally leaves open spaces. In several places, it's possible to see inside the rattle and confirm that those parts are hollow. Even though the rattle is only 2 inches at its maximum depth, when seen from the side, there is quite a bit of variation in the surface. Some areas, like the human noses, project further, and others, the upper figure's cheeks, the support for the braided top knot, and the central column, recede. The surface has some areas that are shinier. For example, the central columnar section, which was where it was held in the